So the pasuk begins, the parsha begins with the laws concerning yefas toar. Well, the laws of war, we'll call it. So the pasuk says, "Ki seitzei l'melchama olayvecha." If you will go out to war against your enemy, unisano Hashem alokecha biyadecha, and Hashem will deliver the enemy into your hands, vishavisa shivyo, and ultimately again you will take captives. And then, of course, the Torah goes on to discuss the laws of yifas toar, the war bride, ben sora rumora, a number of different incredible and riveting halachas. Rabbi said, we also know that the Svarim bring down that kiseitzei lemochamo, when you go out to war, is not just a din in the wars we wage externally, but rather the Svarim understand that embedded in this pasuk is also a message concerning the ultimate war that we wage each and every day, which is the war against the Yetzihara. That the Oyev, right, the Zohar brings down, kiseitzei lemochamo al oyvecha, when you go out to war against your enemies, who is the ultimate Oyev? What's an incredible Yisod? The ultimate Oyev is never an external enemy. The ultimate oyev is the Yetzirah. The ultimate oyev, the ultimate enemy, are the enemies that we combat internally each and every day. Are the pushes and pulls, the desires, the proclivities that try to pull us in all types of negative directions in an effort to derail our positive life momentum. And therefore, embedded in this pasuk is the Torah giving us a strategy how to be successful over our oyev. How to be successful over the Yetzirah, how to be successful over our internal self-sabotaging mechanisms. So I want to share with you a magnificent idea by the Maggid of Mezrich. So listen to this. He says, Noda, I'm going to read to you two lines. Noda, Shib Mechemes HaYetzir Medaber. Know that, what are we talking about? What Milchama, what are we talking about? The Milchama of the Yetzirah, the war against the Yetzirah. Vihine, get ready for this, this is amazing. Kasher Shnei Melachim Lochem Im Zem Zeh. When two kings go to war against the other, Iker chachmas hamilchama levilti nason haoyev likanis bigvulo. Everyone knows that the best way to win a war is how? To go on the offensive. Never wage defensive wars, always wage offensive wars. The goal is never let the enemy enter into your boundaries. Ki be'im nichnas bigvulo as kaveit hadavar lenatzchu acharkach. Because if the enemy penetrates your boundaries, it's very difficult to be successful. Therefore, conventional wisdom says that if you're going to wage war, don't wait for the enemy to come to your borders. Rather what? Bring the battle to your enemies. You go to him. Bring the battle ultimately again to his boundaries. Put him on the defensive. And it is so much easier to wage the battle, to win the battle, when you're on someone else's borders than when you're defending your own. Says the Rebbe something amazing. What is true in the art of war, external war, is true in the art of war in internal war. Sheteitse lilchom keneged hayetzer hara. Rabbi Yossi says Rabbi something absolutely amazing. Kiseitse l'milchama aleivecha. The goal is never to fight defensive wars against the Yetzer. The goal is to fight offensive wars, right? The goal is kiseitse l'milchama aleivecha. Bring the battle to the Yitzhara. Kodem sheba lepisusecha lahatim lecha taima diyisur chas shalom. Ki achar kach yiyeh kasha lecha lifrosh mimenu. Al kein bni yididi. So therefore the Maggid of Mezrich says, my son, I ask you, teitze likras o tekef levilti nason esi Yitzhara lavo bigvulecha leecha miyavarecha. The goal or the recipe for spiritual success is if I'm fighting defensively against the Yitzhara, if I allow him ultimately again to come into my borders, I'm fighting a defensive war, chances are I'm going to lose some territory. But if I go ahead and I live a life of kiseitzei l'milchama aleivecha, don't wait for the Yitzhara. We'll say, what the Maggid is saying over here is something absolutely amazing. To lead spiritually proactive lives. Not to figure out when the problem comes, how do I manage it? But to say to myself, I want to avoid coming in contact with the Yetzer Hara. How do I create for myself a life where I'm bringing the battle to Him. How do I create for myself a lifestyle? How do I create for myself gedarim, protective boundaries? How do I avoid certain things that I know will put me in compromising positions? Because Rabosai, if I allow the Yitzhar to come to my borders, I'm waging a defensive war. And when you're waging a defensive war, chances are there are going to be casualties. You're going to lose something. But kisitzi l'melchama aleivecha, bring the fight to the Yitzhar. Rabosai, it's an incredible yisod so often in our ruchnius. We're playing catch up. We're playing catch up. A problem presents itself, I fail, and I'm trying to rebound. Failure is inevitable. We all have to rebound. But I'll say, imagine for a second, if we become proactive in our ruchnius, and asking ourselves proactively, where am I weak? Where are my weaknesses? What are the things I'm struggling with? And how do I take a proactive approach in remedying those weaknesses? Not waiting until those weaknesses manifest themselves in some hate, in some sin, in some negative behavior, but thinking to myself, how can I proactively, how can I go on the offense of my ruchnius instead of always being on the defense? What do I need to look at in my life? What do I need to look at in my lifestyle? What are the forms of entertainment that I engage in? Who are the people that I socialize with? What are the things in my life that I'm doing? And how are they contributing to the atmosphere of the life that I am engaging in? If a person is proactive in their ruchnius, Rabosai, then I bring the fight to the Yitzhara. And what happens? Kiseitze lemelchama alaivecha. Listen to what the Rebbe says. What's the next phrase? Unisano Hashem Elokecha Biadecha. If I bring the fight to the Yitzhara, if I engage not in reactive spirituality, but in proactive spirituality, actively making a plan to become spiritually successful, like the Rebbe Shalom says, you'll be successful. You'll be successful. Say, not only will you be successful, Vishavisa Shivyo. You'll make the Yitzhara your captive. Not only will you be successful in the battle, but you'll even take prisoners. And I will say an incredible yisod for life, but an incredible yisod for Chodesh Elul as well. Spiritual proactivity. So often we're playing catch up in life. Something happens, something goes wrong, how do I fix it? Imagine for a moment where I take a strategic, proactive approach to my ruchnius. Before I'm struggling, to ask myself, in what areas am I weak? And in what areas do I need chizuk? In what areas can I improve? What's the plan for improvement? And I bring the fight to the Yetzirah. I don't wait till the fight comes to my borders, but instead I proactively engage. May you be zoche mi'ertz Hashem to lead lives of kiseiti l'mucham alevecha. To think about our neshamas enough that we engage in proactive religious and spiritual planning. And that's a chus. Maybe zocha mi'ertz Hashem to see the actualization of unisano Hashem alokecha biyadecha v'shavisa shivyo.